Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Youth of Harvest. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, on this great Saturday morning. God's got this. Amen. God's got us. And God is our strength. He's our encouragement. He is like a shepherd, amen, to a flock. And the scripture compares him, God compares himself time and time again in the Bible. And which is a good comparison, because sheep are really cared for by their shepherds. And so let us pray and let us go into some encouragement for our youth. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you, God, that you love your youth. You love the young people, God. And God, we thank you that you're watching over them. You are caring for them. And they can take all their cares to you, because you are so involved, and you want them to acknowledge your involvement and invite you in, amen, to help them, amen. And I thank you, God, that you are magnificent, you are mighty God, all-knowing, all-powerful, always present, and we bless your holy name. To you be the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. So I just come by just to give you just a little bit of encouragement today. And this idea that we are like sheep to God. We are his flock. We are his people that he looks after. And you'll find it throughout the scripture. It tells us, like in Psalms 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So like a shepherd goes through goes to great detail to take care of sheep. They do, you know, things like make sure they don't get hurt by other animals. They make sure they have enough to eat, enough to drink. and their cares they bring to their shepherd, you know. And it says for us that, you know, we get compared to God's sheep, his people. We are compared to be like his sheep. And it really is that, you know, we need God. We have really, all human beings have a dependency on God. We really are. We depend on him for our very life, our very breath. And without it, of course, we wouldn't be walking around. We wouldn't be living. And so God wants us to depend on him throughout eternity. Throughout eternity, God wants us to call that we are his, that we want to be his people forever and ever. That's what God wants for us. And he's telling us that throughout his scripture, that he wants us to be so dependent upon him, amen. And this is, you know, as a young person, you think, well, I want to be independent. I think I know what to do. I know, you know, how to go about my future. But really, honestly, you know, I had those same thoughts as a young person. And if I had the right knowledge, if I had the right understanding, I would know that I really did need God. I really do need God. And he tells us that, you know, that we can cast our cares on him because he cares for us. He cares for us. And it's so great. He says that in 1 Peter chapter 5, he tells us this, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety and on him. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God cares for us. He really does. And so we can cast our anxiety. You know, anxiety is like things you know, that are on your mind and on your heart that you think about a lot. And you're like, how is this going to get done? How am I going to, you know, as far as my, you know, learning, my career that I have for my future, or, you know, getting through school, this problem, that problem, God cares about it. I don't care how little or small you think it is. You know, adults, we may say, well, we don't have time to listen to what your issues are, but God has time. God has time. He is invested in you. God's got this. It's what we want to say when we have something come up. And even when we have good things happen, we are rejoicing and we are glad and we are celebrating. We can still involve God and give him praise because, you know, truly he's showing that he cares. He's showing that he's walking with us and giving us victory, giving us success, giving us strength, giving us courage. I know that sometimes we don't want to admit it, young people. All of us need courage sometimes. Face a day, face that we're going to be successful at something sometime. I think that sometimes that's why people don't try, is because they know there'll be a success. They know that there will be a success. And so God is saying to you, hey, cast even that care on me. Cast all of your cares on me, because yes, I care for you, and I got this. He's saying, I got this, and so we know God is saying to us, hey, I got this. We can rest assured. We can rest assured when God tells us something that he definitely means what he says, He doesn't go back on his word. He doesn't go back on his word. God fulfills his word to us. God is the truth, young people. Ever wanting the truth, you want to look to God, because he is the truth, and he is not going to tell you or lead you or I in the wrong direction. And so I just come by just to be an encouragement on today and help us all to rely on God and that it's okay to be dependent upon Him. And it's okay if other people, like, make fun of us when we say we have to pray about something. You know, I got to tell this to God. You know, they can go forth and say all those things, you know. But we know, we should know the truth. We know the truth that, yeah, they don't know it, but they are even dependent on God. Their very breath of life is dependent on the one, true, and living God, the Creator. And so we can say with confidence, with assurance, God, I know you got this. I trust in you. I have the belief. I have the faith to believe that you have me in the palm of your hands. And so we have that faith and we have that confidence. We know God will do just what he said. Over in the book of Psalms, this encouragement from the Word of God, to Psalm 79:13, then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. See, that was the psalmist, that one who wrote that, realizing we are God's people, we are his sheep, and we will praise him. And this is Psalms 103. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So, you know, with that, those verses, let's recognize, let's realize, let's keep it 100. Psalms 100, know the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on this morning so that I can encourage you. I get strength from doing the will of God. Amen. And he has purposes for all of us. Some of us is to help him feed or shepherd his people, meaning to give you encouragement, to give you strength, to help you grow in your faith. Young person, God wants you to go from faith to faith. Your faith, that you'll keep on trusting him, keep on believing. And you hold tight unto the living God. Amen. Listen, my prayer is for you and all God's people that the Lord bless you and keep you. He'll make his face shine upon you and he'll give you peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Be blessed and go with God. Amen.